This is KUNN. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Even before former Governor Susana Martinez kicked the legs out from under the behavioral health care system 6 years ago, services in the state were inadequate. Lawmakers met on Thursday to wrestle with questions about what a good system should look like and what to do next. People in New Mexico today are suffering some of the highest rates in the U.S. of mental health concerns, substance abuse problems, suicide, and trauma. And outside bigger cities, it can still seem nearly impossible to get care. That's put pressure on legislators on the Health and Human Services Committee tasked with restoring or creating anew a behavioral health care system. Senator Jerry Ortiz Pino says there was a cheaper system that worked better here decades ago.
Back in the 80s, I think we had a better behavioral health system than we do now. We had a system that had a master plan behind it, and the master plan was regional community mental health centers, and they could then exercise incredible flexibility and creativity.
Experts testifying before the committee say the solution isn't necessarily more inpatient beds. People today are being hospitalized because there aren't other intermediate care options in the state, they say, and this creates hardship and rural areas where outpatient treatment might be more suitable. Overall, early ideas seem to differ about what a system could look like, but lawmakers say they can't let another year go by without a fix. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.